You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Headlines Theater, current theater for living production, is called Meth. Crystal meth is a cheap drug being produced in small labs, in homes, garages, even vehicles. A $5 point can create a very strong and long-lasting high, sometimes up to 24 hours. The actors in Headlines Theater production are survivors of meth addiction or people affected by meth addiction. When the play is performed, the audience is invited to jump into the conflicts on stage and test their own solutions. This form of interactive theater aims to engage the audience and the community in a meaningful dialogue about the issue. Meth opened at the Japanese Hall 10 days ago. It continues through this weekend, and a province-wide tour starts next month. Marion Robinson works at the Fraser Basin Council. It's a group that was instrumental getting Headlines involved in the meth issue. The Fraser Basin Council is a nonprofit organization. It works on issues of social, economic, and environmental sustainability in the Fraser River Basin. And Marion, who's on the advisory committee for the meth project, has joined me in the studio this morning. Welcome.
Hello.
Glad to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
I understand that the meth project had its origin in a time when you were participating with the Stolo Nation on something called a naming ceremony. Could you explain the circumstances of that a little?
A naming ceremony is very significant in Aboriginal cultures in British Columbia, and part of the work requires, the protocol requires, those that are putting it on to go door to door to invite people personally and specifically, usually accompanied with a gift. And the legwork included Grand Chief Dr. Rose Charlie and others, including myself, doing the protocol. And as we were doing this, we came upon individual households with issues that are far greater than our own.
And what kind of issues were those?
Issues where the awkward moment where we're inviting people when they say quite emotionally that their son is addicted or their grandmother's being impacted by the family that needs her support that she can't give. Very direct social issues that we were walking into and felt, therefore, that we had to do something. We had no idea what that something was. We looked at each other and said, we have to do something.
And did this lead to an event, a meeting, or some community event? That,
In a cultural sense, we would then reflect and speak to others. And in this case, we reflected with a group of elders and talked about, this is pretty raw, it is pretty extreme, it really worries us because it's the people we love and know. And so then, what can we do? And so we reflected on when was anything ever bad? And we reflected on, well, in our own collective memory, 15, 20 years ago, there was another issue that we were working on that was in such a state of denial that no one dared breathe the words. And those words were sex abuse. And how is it that we broke the ice? How did that change? The elders remembered wasn't there a guy, wasn't his name David Diamond? Is he still around? Can we get him? Can we talk to him? And so out of that, because I know David very well and I so appreciate his work, I invited him out to a meeting that we held at Squaw First Nation with Band Council, elders and others, to talk about how this could be done.
Well, it's wonderful that that earlier production was something that was positive enough for the elders in the community that they recollected that as an old contact to renew.
Long-lasting. I mean, that production was called Out of the Silence. It was 15 years ago.
What does this problem of meth addiction look like in the community?
Some of the elders are calling it the new genocide, to where what looks to them is that we have young grandparents raising toddlers. Where is that middle generation? Where is that middle part of society that normally would engage that is absent now? And when we say meth, we also mean generally all addictions, the difficulty around drugs that go across all boundaries, Aboriginal, non-Aboriginal, all socioeconomic levels. So what is it that we can do? We have to say thank you to our government and government levels for providing funding to give us what's called information. And we've had numerous town hall meetings and at schools, et cetera, where we understand what the drug looks like, how to tell if your kid's on it, where there is any treatment, kind of informational pieces. But it was one of the band counselors that said, thank you, we know that. What do we need to do now?
And why did you think that participatory theater might be able to be a significant contribution to creating a dialogue about this challenge and this difficulty?
Because it allows the community to tell its own story. And it was an elder that had said something to the effect, if we don't sing, we get sick. If we don't tell our story, if the community doesn't tell its story, it gets sick. And the observation is that kids are watching strangers on TV telling stories about strangers, and they claim the evidence looks like violence and drugs. So how do we take those steps to get the community to tell its own story? What is the most ancient language we know? And that is in showing it rather than telling it, showing it, acting it out, taking turns acting it out. Maybe through that we could gain insight.
And what happened after Headlines Theatre got involved then? You must have invited them, the community invited them.
It was wonderful. And over pie and muffins, we explored what could be done, how it would look, who should get involved, and all those early details. But the workload rested on Headlines Theatre and the leadership and strength of David Diamond and his staff. And as being on the advisory, we also worked on the usual conundrums around finding funding. And I have to compliment David Diamond for his work in pulling it together. And now on the brink of the British Columbia-wide tour, we've had a lot of response and interest in the topic and in the way it is brought to communities to set up community dialogue. The other wonderful part is that David Diamond is traveling with an in-house counselor so that the communities themselves are being contacted to stimulate the help that is available. So it's not like the show comes to town and leaves you. There is follow-up within the community.
And it started in Vancouver, the performances and production. When is it going to back to its birthplace?
It's wonderful. It's going to be launched in Chilliwack at Chiacton Hall on Monday night, January 15th. And from there it travels, I'll look at the list here, Mission the next night, January 16th, Abbotsford, January 17th, and it does the Okanagan and the Kootenays, and then it heads up Prince George Way, Fort St. James, Vanderhoof, to Kitimat, Port Hardy Alert, Bay Victoria, and then back to the Valley. The last dates are in Hope on February 27th and Maple Ridge on the 28th.
So it's all through January and February that it's touring the province.
Yes.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and thank you very much for coming in, Marianne.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Marianne Robinson of the Fraser River Basin Council. She's on the advisory board for the Meth Project. And if you'd like more information on the Meth Project, on its itinerary, the provincial tour, you can go to the Headlines website. And again, that's very simple, headlinestheater.com.